walking through the lies. Laugh it off while we tear it down. Nothing hidden when we're around. Feel it rising, no disguise. Welcome to a human perspective, where the truth comes alive. Open up to a new dimension. See the world with new eyes. Let's go.
Let's go, everybody. Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Ashen Q Day, and welcome to another episode of Acumen Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy.
Yeah, where we discuss and we explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio TV for all of your behind-the-scenes engineering and the gift of songs. We wouldn't have a show without you guys, so we certainly appreciate you all so, so very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great job.
All right. John and I would also like to give a shout-out to some of the other Q Family radio shows here on BBS Radio TV. On Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on a weekly basis, please check out All Learning Reimagined with your heart-centered host, Teresa. And that's if you would like to hear about New Earth insights pertaining to education. Then, on Saturdays, we recommend Whiplash Talk with Sunshine at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, give a listen to Project Review with Q&A with Arrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's a bi-weekly show. And then Arrow's second show at 12 noon Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time is called A St. Thomas Show. That is also bi-weekly. So there are a few weekend shows that John and I would like to recommend you guys listen to if you so desire.
Mm-hmm. Right on, Kevin. They're great shows and beautiful light beings doing their job, beings of light. And yeah, they've got great information to share. And we're going to be on a show tomorrow as also Kevin as guests.
Absolutely. We're going to be on Project Review with Q&A with Arrow tomorrow. So
right.
Please join us. Give a listen. And again, that'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or and we're 12 noon Central Standard Time, whichever. So we're excited about that one. Yeah.
Right. And of course, now you and I have a show every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
So that's good. So sometimes we may pre-record the show depending on what's going on. But for the most part, it'll probably be us live.
Yeah. So anything happening in your neck of the woods there, John?
Well, I'm still working on the gardens, but making some good progress. The weather here has really warmed up as of late. So that's really good. And yeah, things are coming along into spring nicely, and just looking for lots of global changes, which seem to be happening. And we'll see what's going on in the next few weeks, but it's looking good to me.
So how about you? Funny you mentioned the pre-record. My life is changing a little bit here. It's kind of getting a little bit more exciting. So I've made a decision to move out of Florida. And I probably will be going, obviously I'll be going north. And I'm kind of looking at maybe the Atlanta, Georgia area for right now anyway. Just kind of temporary. I really need to get out of Florida. And so I'm going to be leaving next weekend to go up to Georgia. So because of that, we are going to pre-record our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
And so next weekend, it will be a recorded show. So obviously, it will not be a call-in show. So we just kind of wanted to give you a heads up on that.
But it will be of current information for the people that space that will be reporting on at that time. So it'll still be... it'll be the same information, just pre-recorded.
That's right. However, today's show, yes, we are going to have open lines. And here are the numbers. Outside of the United States, dial 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And inside the United States, dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And in addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who already have, we really appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you all so very much.
Okay. Well, John, last show, we didn't get to finish the article we were discussing. So
Yeah.
let's go ahead and we'll start there. So
Sounds
listeners,
good.
if you want to follow along for the people dot space, if you so desire, we're going to begin with JC. And category is creation, inspiration. What can I contribute to the universe? And that's a statement from Jacob Collier. We see a meme of a young man who's perhaps in his late 20s, maybe early 30s, on stage with his arms outstretched wide. He's smiling at his audience. The inscription reads, "Music is just another language, but it's a very special because it crosses everyone's borders." And that is a statement from Jacob Collier. Perhaps the purest and the most powerful expression of spirit on earth comes through music.
Yeah, I think that's something most of us can agree on, Kevin. There seems to be a certain music and style that fits everyone. That'll get them tapping their feet or humming along or singing a song. So music that puts them in a peaceful, enjoyable place in their hearts. I do it quite often while I'm just working along or whatever. And we've come to know that humming is quite important. So it goes on to say how it began for Jacob Collier. So, when legendary producer Quincy Jones reached out to Jacob Collier, wanting him to sign him as an artist, Jacob asked if they could just be friends instead, and they continue to be good friends. So, Jacob renamed Independent and went on to record, arrange, perform, and produce his first album on his own in the back room of his family home. So, Jacob has won 7 Grammy Awards with 16 Grammy nominations. Receiving his first Grammy when he was only 22 years young, he's considered a multi-instrument musical genius prodigy who inspires audiences worldwide, touching many hearts with his genuine joy for life, people, and music. Quite something.
That reminds me of last week when we were talking. There was one of the articles we were talking about how special some people are with, that has life, where the source energy perhaps more so in them than others,
Correct, Kevin. And as
and
we'll
the,
learn, he's got
yeah.
cues, a light source in him,
Oh,
a portion.
yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's interesting also, he knew exactly what he wanted. He says, "Quincy, thank you very much. I appreciate it, but no thanks. Let's just remain friends. I
It
don't really
is.
want to go into business with you. So, no offense, but that's just
Right.
what I like to do." So, and he
Right.
was such a young man to, kind of really know exactly what he wants to do there. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's so talented. Wow.
Well, further down the article here are numerous videos of Jacob, and the first video is a, kind of like a mini documentary of him and his musical genius. His acapella voice is beautifully remarkable, and he has no boundaries when it comes to playing any musical instrument. He can play them all, and exceptionally well at that. His musical knowledge is phenomenal, as evidenced by the last video in this article, which I think is kind of titled JC Improvises with the Orchestra, where he respectfully asks each instrumental section of the orchestra to play certain notes. And as well, he guides the audience themselves to sing the lyrics of the musical composition. This is really a must listen to video if you folks haven't seen it yet. It's really remarkable of how a young man can clearly has the light of source within him. And at the end of the video, when it all comes together, it's just really beautiful. It's goosebumpy,
It
goosebumpy,
is, Kevin. It's
right?
incredible, like you say, for a young man to have that kind of talent and just everything with ease. It just flows from him, and of course, We know he's got divine light.
Yeah,
Now,
and you can tell it because he's so bubbly. He's just everything. He's laughing, smiling, bubbly, just kind of. Oh yeah, you can tell he's really enjoying himself, his
It's going
passion.
to be wonderful for us to meet our good buddy Q in person
Yeah.
again.
Oh yeah.
So Jacob has an incredible way of communicating with people, as Kevin is saying here, and this can be witnessed as he directs the orchestra or summons the audience's participation with enthusiasm and harmony, a truly uplifting thing to witness. And so please treat yourself, as Kevin said, to his videos here that are posted. They're wonderful. And this post also ends in saying, "Thank Q for playing." Just as the previous post, I forget the gentleman's name now, but it says, "Thank Q for singing."
Yeah. Well, as we all know, and a lot of Q's previous shows, podcasts, he loves to sing, so
Oh,
he
yeah.
sang at the beginning, in the middle, the end, it doesn't matter, and he always really enjoyed singing. So as we all know, music was really definitely a big part of Q's life,
Yes, I think the harmonics help to bless us all. But we've come to learn that Q's light column, he shares it with a lot of people in the past and a lot of people presently, especially in the music industry.
I really we touched on it briefly. You mentioned something about humming, right? You remember? And I think that is really a very key thing to kind of hone in on because, some of us just can't sing or carry a tune but we can always hum, and humming, there's nothing. But it's really an interesting phenomenon that you hum and you create that tonal harmony within yourself, and it's your personal harmony,
Right on.
and your spirit reacts and understands its own harmony, right? So whenever you're
Yes.
humming to yourself, it really puts you into a meditative state in the now, if you will,
Sure.
and it's a very ascension producing phenomenon, so I would encourage you, everybody, to hum along and just hum, just anytime.
Absolutely, Kevin. It powers your Merkaba.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All righty. Now, speaking of
Okay.
music.
Your music, yeah. Funny how things just kind of go right into each other,
Right on.
The music of life categories all possibilities. Stories of a light being. We see a meme of numerous musical symbols in multiple colors. The description read, excuse me, in life, most of us are more favorable to happiness, comfort, love, kindness, and peace. What would it be like if we embraced dissonance the same way, as if it were yet another great adventure? One prominent light being supporting the ascension right now inspires us all through example. As if life were music itself, this light being dives into each adventure, eager to see what happens next. Most of the bodies he animates down here become enormously inspirational, and perhaps for this reason.
Right. It goes on to say, a greater part of this light stream once jumped into a body of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne. This was a mission to enter a prominent body intending to gather information concerning the most important current events on Earth. To receive real-time information, a light representative must be in a body down here. Within moments of stepping into that body, Archduke Franz Ferdinand was shot and killed. This occurred on June 28, 1914, in Sarajevo, Bosnia, the famous assassination that launched World War I. After the body was killed, the light being who had entered the Archduke became disoriented and inadvertently came too close to the amnesia force screen, the dark forces constructed to keep spirits from leaving their boundary of control. He was captured in an electronic net, tortured through billions of volts of electronic shock. to erase all memory of who and what he was.
That is just absolutely horrendous. I can't think of anything worse than shocking your spirit like that. You
Wow.
know, it's just so diabolical.
And obviously, we've all gone through it thousands of times.
Yeah.
And of course, they put special attention and high extra current, I'm sure, to this light source, you know, this light being.
Sure,
Which,
sure.
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is Q, of course. But
again, yeah, this electrocution of the spirit, it unfortunately, it wipes out all of accumulated experiences of a nearly infinite past, as well as identification as a light being and origin of light. This is intended to remove all possibility of a light being remembering who they are and where they came from and their special knowledge, their skills, and their ability to function as a masterful spiritual being of 100% light.
Now,
You know?
this light being was
Yeah.
taken to a secret base under the surface of the planet Mars, a few hundred miles north of the equator in the Cydonia region, and put into a special electronics prison cell where he remained for 27 years until his escape. Once he returned to his light base, a battle cruiser was dispatched to the coordinates of the Mars prison base provided by the light being, and the base was destroyed. Now, this brave stream of light historically has fulfilled many successful missions, such as this one. When he finds himself in times of trouble, it would appear he sees it as another great adventure. There's no judgment, no complaining, no dodging events. Just like a childlike playfulness that says, what's next? What adventure could occur? How will I get out of this one? All of these qualities have cultivated within his light, his greater abilities, profound ingenuity and unflinchable courage, even within a human body. He's
Yeah,
an amazing spirit.
That's remarkable, amazing. It's almost as if that spirit already recognizes the fact that there's no death. There's nothing to fear. I'll come back. So just go ahead and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the challenges that you're going to be experiencing with no fear. You know, just jump right in there, both feet, and enjoy it. And that's what it seems like. This is what this spirit entity is doing, expressing itself. Has no fear whatsoever.
It's amazing how he's always victorious, and
yeah.
And as it says, he's humble and so on, as you know,
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, for those of you listening, have you guessed who this remarkable being of light is?
I guess I let that cat out of the bag. Sorry about that,
Yeah,
kid.
yeah. We talked about him last article. Jacob Collier explains for us in this first video, in this article, that through music, that life involves dissonance. Music dissonance is a harsh, inharmonious combination of sounds. In life, dissonance represents conflict and tension or discord. And if we embrace dissonance, it can become an exquisite adventure, encouraging us to incorporate dissonance instead of running from it, to make it our lives absolutely beautiful, to the point of devastating magnificence, as Jacob Collier has accomplished many times. Yeah.
It's beautiful, Kevin. A quote near the end of the post reads as follows. Accepting uncomfortable unknowns as childlike adventures or puzzles to solve unlocks massive potential for something better to begin within yourself. And that is so true, Kevin.
It
And when we realize who we really are, as you mentioned here just a few moments ago, that, you know, there is no death for the spirit. We're just in these bodies temporarily.
Yeah.
Or as
Yeah.
long as we so desire to be, as we'll find out in the future. But
yeah,
yeah,
it kind of analogy reminds me of a person walking through a minefield and it's being shelled and bombed, and they're just walking through, kind of with this grin on their face, a smile. He's jumping over the holes, you know, just absolutely without any care in the world of being hurt or destroyed. No fear whatsoever, no matter what's going on around him with all the shells exploding and the potential for him landing on one himself, you know. So that's kind of my analogy. And wow, if you could ever get to that point in your self, your the peace within your heart and within yourself, and not worrying about anything like that, then you're certainly you've got source, you know, and expanded awareness, and you know,
Yeah, I agree with you, Kevin. And
yeah.
especially as our abilities come online and you're able to to see things more clearly, you feel things better, and as you mentioned, like a minefield, what have you, your spirit would know what was there, and it's a and how to avoid and so on. So that sounds great.
I
I
got a
don't
little
want
ways.
to
I got a little
do it
ways to
today.
go.
No,
Yeah, I was gonna say I
I'm
got a
good
little
for
ways to
now.
go before I'm gonna tiptoe through the minefield, you
Yeah,
know.
we'll leave that in the movies for now. But apparently,
right.
we have many abilities, as I say, that we'll be able to do miraculous things. So,
Okay, next article. The Beekeeper. It's a light on history and aliens. That's the category. We see a meme of an internal close-up of a honeycomb with bees attending to it. And the inscription reads, "Your Earth is a very small part of a larger industry." And that's a quote from the movie Jupiter Ascending. Now, Jupiter Ascending was a relatively accurate movie. Actually, you could say it's a documentary covering the history of the Earth and basically stating that humans are not originally from this planet. They were brought to Earth by an industry, which is part of a dynasty, relying on humans as an energy source, occasionally harvested en masse for their life force. Now, one thing the movie did not cover is that the groups that arrived before this was a prison planet. So those beings came to Earth in an attempt to escape the dynasty ruling most of this galaxy.
incredible information they're giving us here, Kevin, that this is going on in this that galaxy, and it's basically what it's been is food and enjoyment for very evil entities, and of course we have no idea what's going on. Now, Kevin, at your advice, I viewed that movie. I never
Did
seen
you?
that movie, Jupiter Ascending.
Oh my goodness. Listeners, if you haven't seen that movie, please, put that on the top of your list.
So
Jupiter
I did
Ascending.
watch it. I watched half it last night. It's a little over 2 hours, and the other half this morning. And it is incredible, especially watching and knowing that it's like you said, a documentary. And so that was really something. I had to stop it and back it up and so on. But
Oh,
wonderful
yeah,
movie.
there he is.
But it's very sad also knowing the truth of things. Now, Kevin, I get this is my take on that movie, that that the Wolfman, I forget his name now, Tatum O'Neill or something,
Right. That
and
Channing, Tatum
Channing,
Channing, I think.
Tatum Channing. Okay, and then of course the lady. I feel that was Q and Mermaid. I don't know
Oh,
what your
cute.
take was on that, but that's kind of how I felt about that. anyway, I'll continue to read on here, Kevin, from the posting. Life force essence is extracted from humans and contained so the aliens can bathe in it and drink it whenever they require power, energy, healing, rejuvenation, or beautification. Now, this tells you that humans are far more powerful in essence than these industrialized aliens. Humans have life force, which the corporate world of aliens lack and must steal from us. Human harvesting is the main industry in this galaxy, not just in the movie, but in actuality, it's actually what's going on. This is the nuts and bolts of what's happening here. Now it goes on to say, life force is our energy from source, Well, pardon me, it doesn't go on to say this. This is what I want to say, but I want to just go back here for a moment. So this is actually what's happening in our galaxy, is these evil beings have found a way to farm us for their benefit and enjoyment. It's absolutely horrifying, Kevin.
It is, which the currency of this galaxy then is DNA and genetics, really, to think about, because it, and to harvest humans here on Earth is a business. It's just and it mentions here in the, well, at least in the movie, if you watch it, there's one scene in which the her mag the Majesty she grabs a canister of this white milky looking fluid, and this is the fluid that people they bathe in it. It just is the essence, the life force essence they're talking about. Now, I pictured that as analogous to the adrenochrome, but I
But it's
think
not.
I yeah, John, you feel it's not. It's
No.
okay, right.
And I'm going to explain that here in a minute too,
Oh,
Kevin.
okay. All right. All right.
But also the fact that this is what they're and now we don't it doesn't really get into explain exactly how they're using it or exactly the, maybe different uses for different beings, different beings from different areas of the galaxy. As we know, there's all kinds of different beings, whether it's reptilians or whatever. We don't know all the details of that, but it's just horrific what is going on here. That is really what the outsiders are in it for, is this life force and energy that humans have. Now we are so suppressed and controlled here that we have no idea who we are, what we are, and our abilities. So if this can substitute someone else, another being, this energy, this force brought taken from a human, imagine what it does when it's in its proper place. Us. So
Yes,
what we're
us.
capable of, I have no idea what it is, but I know it's miraculous. There's no doubt about that.
So in the movie, they take this life force essence and they liquefy it. Now, obviously, in reality, the life force essence is an energy. It's more of a frequency, vibration, energy. But in the movie, they had to create a visual experience, and they
And
created it
it might be
as a
that way as well,
liquid.
Kevin. They
Well, it
may
could
have a
be.
way of liquefying it.
Yeah, it could be.
It may have a way for them to ingest. I don't know what all the ways are, but as we go through here, I'm going to add something in for Asha, a question for her. But what you're saying, yeah, this is what's on my mind, Kevin, all of this.
And they and I was just remembered was that my point is about that canister.
Yes.
The dynasty guy says it took 100 human souls to create that
Yeah.
one canister,
Right, Kev.
and then in this picture you see thousands and thousands and thousands of canisters, and so
Right.
it's
And then there's a mass harvest that happens. Now we know that this world's been turned upside down many times. I believe that's the mass harvesting when they come in and do a massive amount of humans. But they are constantly, obviously, using humans, taking humans, breeding humans, whatever. And so now I want to give my take on this life force. So the life force is our energy from source. It is what animates our bodies. When this force no longer exists in our bodies, the body dies, disassembles. This is not to be confused with adrenochrome, which is produced by the physical body through extreme trauma, and it's used for different things. Yeah, this is a different essence altogether. And this is part of what I'm going to ask Asha about later on in this report that we're reporting on here, Kev, for
All
more
right.
clarity.
Very interesting. And the very, 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 very first scene in the movie is the three members of the dynasty on a planet that was totally harvested, and not a single living person was on that planet. And it kind of takes a while for you to connect that as you go into the movie, but after you've seen the movie and you understand that very first scene is a planet that was 100% harvested, and it was kind of like a dead planet, so interesting.
Which, in my mind, they will probably go back and reseed that planet. These farms they have all through the galaxy.
Probably. Well, next in the article is a short trailer of the movie, and that shares a lot about the movie, obviously. So, again, if you haven't seen the movie, you would definitely be entertained and educated. Here's a little synopsis of the movie. So, Jupiter is the lead character in the movie. Now, although she lives on Earth, she's apparently the genetic match to a powerful deceased space queen who held the bloodline of the dynasty that rules this galaxy.
Right. And there's a meme there, Kevin. I'll just read it if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
There's a very important scene where the heiress, Jupiter, is outside near a field when a swarm of bees surround her as if she was Queen Bee herself. This alerts the hybridized half-wolf, half-human super soldier, that's the person I was talking about earlier, standing in front of her to recognize that she's truly royalty. He gets down on one knee and addresses her as Your Majesty.
That's right, John. And Jupiter, she has a really hard time accepting being called Your Majesty. She said,
Well, you can
"What?
imagine.
Oh, man, are you talking about Your Majesty?"
Oh, yeah. Mind
So,
blowing.
yeah. Now, making the true heiress of the world, or the heiress to the world, a queen bee, is a typical Wachowski brothers. Now sisters, as a matter of fact, movie.
Oh, gee.
Or let's call them siblings. The
All right.
Wachowski siblings
A good one.
were also given credit for the Matrix movie series. Yet a much more credible writer who basically lived in the life of Neo has was or as a super soldier and still holds the original script from long before the Matrix was in talks of production, has the energy signature that matches the Matrix script, along with very convincing facts and papers to prove this. It's just that his original version would set humanity free, so that valuable information was withheld and a new version was made.
Very interesting, Kevin.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see
Yeah, I'd like
that
to
movie done
meet the
properly?
person. I'd like to meet the man who wrote the original script. Yeah.
By all means. And another quote from this site here, Kevin. It says, "Queen Bee is code for a powerful and magnetic woman in high standing within the entertainment or politics, whatever, and via the satanic cabal. Now, queen bees are put in place all over the world to manipulate society toward their dark end. So this is similar to, for example, Beyonce, known as the queen bee of the music industry. Now, her fans basically make her or break her. If she loses vitality and power, as Madonna did, a previous queen bee, her fans will find another queen. So
That's
it's all a construct set up.
yes, and that's another example of how powerful we are too. We boycott a person or a company or a product or something like that. They just kind of go right down the tubes, and that even applies to queen bees. So if we don't like their music, then eventually they will be replaced, So
Yes,
that's
and you can
common.
see this happening already in Hollywood, Kevin, for example, with
Oh,
all the
yeah.
information that people have out there now. Even people that aren't aware of everything we are, they know that there's evil going on there. And so it's falling apart. So that's good.
Well, a little further down the article is honeycombing. Now, the concept of the mind becoming honeycombed in context to mind control refers to a structural breakdown of critical thinking where the mind is compartmentalized into fragmented, isolated, or rigidly controlled sectors. This process involves structural fragmentation. Actually, there's several processes. There's like four of them here. So let me read the first one is called structural fragmentation, and that's basically where data is stored in isolated cells, making it difficult to connect different ideas or to think historically. Then there's another part called destabilized reality. And what that is manipulative control erodes a person's ability to use their own intuition and good judgment. Now, the next one is the hive mind effect, to remove individual autonomy, forcing the target to adopt the beliefs and behaviors of a larger group or manipulator, effectively creating a hive mind. And the last one is called conditioning over reason. The mind stops thinking critically and acts out of fear or routine with emotional responses managed by outside forces. Now, that was information helped by a little bit of an AI overview situation. That's how we got that information.
Right. And if you think about those examples, you could place that into a lot of different people, different places, how they've had effect over the masses in exactly these ways, you
Oh,
know.
yeah.
And but it's starting to break up. Some of that is starting to give now, Kevin. It's been a long time, but people are
Yeah.
starting to get it now. I have people that were, you know, taking COVID shots every 6 months, and now, no, I'm not doing that. In fact, the guy that I met with a few days ago said, "I don't even know why I even started." You know, he was kind of confused that way, and I'll never do it again, he said, which is good news with this other supposed virus that's going on now, you know.
Yeah. Well, this mind control stuff, obviously the white hats are taking care of a lot of the behind the scenes people who are doing the MK Ultra stuff. They're the ones with the programming on TV, maybe. It's good to see that at least, as you said, there are people waking up more and more and are even questioning why they did what they did. So this is a good sign. This is a good
It
thing.
is. It is, because when they're questioning those, they're questioning the system that they have had faith in or believed in. You know, whether it's you know, the medical system or political system, whatever it may be, they're
Yeah,
seeing holes in it.
we're deconstructing the programming and trying to reprogram ourselves to the truth, to
Right
the
on.
real information.
Right. Now, it says here again, the Queen Bee analogy is used by the 33-degree Masons and the Jesuits, most of which are Satanists, to corral humans into a slave hive of workers under the spell of negative aliens who harvest humanity for energy and life force, just as beekeepers harvest a bee's honey. And that's the end of the quote. Now, at this time, Kevin, I'd like to ask Asha, if she's listening here, hopefully she is. I'd like to ask her if she could supply us with additional information and details on the process or processes of the harvesting of life force and energy, as well as different ways it may be administered by these dark beings, including how it may be used by them for immortality. So I'm just asking her for a little more clarity on that and a little bit more information. So hopefully we'll see a post where that is you know, clarified a little better.
That's cool. Very good, John.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
A beehive may receive communication through wing movement of other bees, the scent of a queen bee, or information from a scout bee rejoining a hive. This is similar to mind control slave receiving communication through outer influences, such as a handler, sound, light, music, movies and books, the news, billboards, symbols and scents, etc. So I call these triggers also, but these signals can turn mind-controlled humans into a worker bee network of slaves who rally against those who've come to free them. Worker bees under mind control can also be programmed to perform sex, assassinations, military operations, entertainment, political maneuvers, scientific misalignments, and medical mishaps on cue. They have been modified by beekeepers, the satanic overlords of humanity, who are now being questioned in tribunals and removed from their positions.
Well, that last part's good news.
It is, yeah. So again, they're getting rid of this mind control crap and,
Right, and
hope
getting
well,
these perpetrators
that's
out of
right.
the way. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, David Rockefeller and his network were keepers for the worker bees under mind control as sex slaves and psychics, channelers, new age gurus, fake spiritual leaders, religious icons, actors, musicians, models, politicians, assassins, soldiers, educators, philanthropists, physicians, and scientists, and so on and so on. Now, he helped fulfill the negative alien overlord's idea of the perfect world, a hive of worker bees doing their assigned job with no rebuttal or resistances or reaction, while paying taxes to their enslavers, who determine daily when the worker bees' nectar will be harvested. Now, negative aliens, who took the form of the Jesuit, 33-degree Masons, a satanic Vatican rulers, the Bilderbergers, and economic forum fools, and so on, wanted to force all of humanity into a hive mind of workers, worker bees, doing exactly what they commanded to do 24/7, just like little insects. It's just like I say, Kevin, you encouraged me to watch that movie, Jupiter Ascending. I'm very glad you did, because you can see this for exactly what it is. And it's just crazy. You would think it's a movie, but it's absolutely not. This is what's been taking place, and I don't believe it continues to go on, or very at a small amount. Anyway, on this planet, it's probably still happening on many other planets in the galaxy. But I'm sure the alliances will get that all under control, because as for the people have posted in the past, that this universe will never see duality again when this is over. That they're gonna. You know, it's going to be eliminated throughout the universe, not just the galaxy.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a very good thought to
It is,
have.
yeah. It's interesting how, 33-degree Masons are like, we hear about them all the time, and apparently there's two sides to the coin. There's the really bad 33-degreers, and then there's the good 33-degree Masons. So it's interesting how they're woven into this, the history and stuff, so yeah.
Right. Yes.
Well, the dark forces have worked very hard to excommunicate our spirit from source by wiping our memory completely, so we have no idea who we are or where we came from. And then they introduced the mind control, which is the hive mind conductor, telling us what to do and say and how to act. We are heading into the main part of the battle now between the crumbling satanic dynasty and the rescue team, the Creation Lightship. The crumbling dynasty are shown in Star Wars as the Galactic Empire, known today as the Galactic Federation, who pose with all their might and dwindling power as the good guys. The Creation Lightship is represented by the Jedi Knights and their lightships.
Right on, Kevin. Now,
Now, that was
right.
to me, that was a kind of wide-eyed awakening for me, because I've always assumed that the Galactic Federation were benevolent, were really good guys and kind of looking for our back, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, but
with this, not
Q
too
has
sure now.
now Q has warned us about it, in the past, that they're not all. And well, it's
That's
the
right.
Galactic. Yeah, he has, right? So if the Galactic Federation were truly benevolent, they would remove the electronic force screen that electrocutes spirits every time they leave their body, to totally wipe out all their memory. And they would turn off the mind control weaponry, and they would stop inviting more negative aliens in to harvest humanity. That has not happened.
No, it
And
hasn't happened.
so they are the true evil when it comes down to it.
Now, I've heard that I don't know, it's called the reincarnation cycle thing has been turned off. It was I
Right.
believe in the moon, there were
Yeah.
aliens in the moon, negative forces, and the moon had something to do with
Yeah.
doing the reincarnational cycle thing, and that
Yeah.
machine, if you will, has been turned off. So
Yeah, I recall something on that too, Kevin. Right.
Well, with the Jedi, they're here now. Humanity has a chance to break free. It's up to each individual to see clearly by making choices with the direction of their own spirit, their only true compass. There is a video of President Trump showing the White House bee house at the King Charles, which is a calm that President Trump is now the keeper of the beekeepers. This is not to rule them, it's to dissolve them. He's the keeper of the control faction on planet Earth now, and he's taken the worker bees into his loving care to give them a new home to heal and fly free.
Wow, Kevin,
Okay, that's
that
great.
again is very good news and very nice to hear. Yeah, absolutely. So this is what I say. There's lots of stuff happening, and we're getting freed up more and more all the time, right?
That's right. In that little video too, it's really cool. He has President Trump has his hand out, and you see the bee on his hand.
Yeah,
So
it is
yeah,
cool.
that is cool.
Yeah, I love it. Now, especially having this information, right? Now, Candidacy3 has a few transcripts here, Kevin, with more information and clarification. They're quite good. And that's why I would encourage our listeners, if they're inspired, to review those. And I'll just go on to just read a little more here, Kevin, from the site that I find is good. Now, the Creation Lightship has been eliminating clones via the time-traveling soldiers for many years. Even regular clones are a danger to humanity. Their skin sheds parasites that look like tiny beetles. When humans breathe them in, they can cause many health issues, including cancer. The exhalation of a clone is also toxic to our lungs and skin, and so on. If you've ever felt suddenly dizzy, lightheaded, or ill after checking out at a market or being around a group of people, you may have encountered one or more clones. Any interaction with clones can siphon life force, and for many, cause a feeling of distress, discomfort, or illness. So it's important to shower as soon as you can after interacting with clones. Drink some fresh spring water that is purified, or purified water, and go out in the sun or sit under an infrared light. Spending as much time as possible in nature will purify your system nicely. So this is some good advice for us to perform if
It
we feel the
is.
need.
And ironically, this information made my skin crawl.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Oh dear.
I mean, oh my goodness.
But it's been going on forever, basically. So,
Their skin sheds parasites that look like tiny beetles. Oh my God.
Oh.
So that mean every time I go out among them, I'm going to have to come back and shower. I feel
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
wow.
But they're leaving, right? The clones are well done here. Well on their way.
I know
In the
so.
future, very near future, as you're going to explain here anyway.
With the clones leaving, yes, and the deep state keeper of bees dismantling, excuse me, this world is becoming much more friendly for real humans filled with light to thrive and regenerate their own spirit. Once the Golden Dome is in place, you will be given a chance to know your spirit again. All right.
Awesome. Wonderful. See, these are all the great things happening, Kev. Right.
I can't wait for that dome to come up. But they say it's actually working right now, but it's just kind of at a maybe 10, 20%
Right.
of its capacity. So, but it's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a wonderful article filled with a lot of information. I liked that one,
Me too, Kevin. Yeah. And thank you for encouraging me to take in that
Oh,
movie. Man, beautiful.
absolutely. I'm sure later on down the road, I'll be encouraging you to watch some more movies
I'm sure.
if you haven't seen them.
I'm not one for watching a lot of movies or anything, so
I
yeah.
know. I know. But there are some out there that are very significant, to watch.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. We got time for another one or two, Kev.
I think so. Let's move on. Next article.
Okay.
Sunyata. Interesting. The Great Awakening. Sunyata is a Sanskrit word for purity in consciousness, a state where inner stillness and silence invite your spirit to return, and with it, divine inner knowing of who you really are. We see a picture of Jacob Collier, and he quotes, "Thoughts are a few steps away from reality."
Right. And it's difficult for us to ignore the thoughts, that the nefarious matrix has placed upon us. But as you were saying, Kevin, it's my belief too that the activation of the Golden Dome will eliminate this evil, and we can be our true divine selves again, in control of our own thoughts, with love and peace. And I think we have great world in the very near future. So beautiful.
All right, and let's go with the next one. This is kind of lengthy. I'm not sure. We'll try to get through some of it. Again, this might be an article we might have to repeat next week. So, but we're
We'll
gonna,
try.
yeah, we'll try. We'll jump into it. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Sudden and unexplicable. The categories aliens, the Great Awakening. It's a mind control operation. We are first met with a video of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. In 1947, the Creation Lightship sent three craft, UFOs, to Earth. One pretended to crash in Roswell, New Mexico, another in China, and another in Russia. Now, this was intentional, although the recovered crew informed the respective governments they had been hit by an electronic force such as lightning. This visit to Earth was an important foothold for the ongoing rescue mission, seeding important information and technology for humanity to awaken from the dense mind control within the prison planet of Earth that was keeping humanity enslaved without even knowing it.
It says the old empire, the Galactic Federation, through thought control operations, is run by a small group of baboons with very small minds. I'm glad they took a swipe there. They're playing in insidious games with no purpose and no goal other than to control and destroy ISBEs, who could
Isby.
otherwise manage themselves perfectly well if left alone. And of course, ISBEs is a spirit that is and always will be, which is all of our listeners and you and I
Isbies.
and Don.
I love how it's like Isbies and we're bees. You know,
There
Isbies,
you go.
bees. Well, these types of artificially created incidents like Pearl Harbor are being forced upon the human race by operators of the mind control prison system. The prison guards will always promote and support oppressive or totalitarian activities of the ISBEs on Earth. The men who run the criminal governments of Earth mirror the commands given them by co covert thought controllers of the old empire. And again, remember, the old empire is the Galactic Federation. The human race will continue to shadow box with this for a long time, as there still exists the covert actions of the old empire or the Galactic Federation, taken against Earth through their thought control operation. When one knows that these exist, the effects can be observed clearly, such as with the incidents at Pearl Harbor. These actions against the human race can be seen as incidences of sudden, inexplicable behavior.
Very nefarious, and they control us very easily. It goes on to say, after centuries of denying the existence of aliens and intelligent life on other planets, suddenly U.S. Congress is talking about aliens. This would be a positive development if they were not also introducing the Galactic Federation as trusted aliens. As many of you know, some members of Congress are in fact negative aliens in human suits. And those Congress members are likely very eager to have humanity give themselves over to the Galactic Federation willingly. Now, none of these creatures want to lose the slaves on the prison planet. The Galactic Federation is the group behind the controlling humanity. mind controlling humanity. They are the wardens of this prison planet, and they have used mind control specifically to cause humanity to see the Federation as their savior, which they
Yeah.
absolutely are not.
Right. And whoa, if you go on YouTube and look at all these videos, there's a lot of videos of the Galactic Federation of Light, Galactic Federation of this and that, Galactic, oh, and
People
on the
channeling.
surface, yeah, and on the surface, they are, they appear to be very
Oh, yeah.
benevolent. They're, trying to tell us what we're wonderful and we're all powerful
Sure,
and
sure,
everything
sure.
we want to hear. But
Sure.
apparently the Galactic Federation was the old empire. So this comes to my conclusion. Now, this is my own personal opinion, my own personal, though again, discernment, and take this with a grain of salt, folks. But personally, I'm not boarding any ship.
Oh, goodness sakes, no. No,
I
come
don't
on.
care. I don't
Oh, yeah.
care what it looks like,
Right.
just to serve man. I always remember that movie too in
Yeah.
Twilight Zone, but
Yeah.
I personally am not going to get on any ship. I'm
I
just going
hear
to
you,
wait it
Kevin.
out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to
Yes,
wait
I do.
it out.
I've been
And
laying out in the sun and getting tough and wrinkly. They won't want me anyway.
you old prune. I don't know, man.
Oh, gee.
All right, moving on. Some of the most brilliant, talented, innovative, creative spirits in existence are here on Earth today, dumped here by the Federation and other tyrannical overlords wanting to eliminate opposition. You don't have to be bilocating to and from the Creation Lightship to be remarkable. Every spirit holds the power of our Creator. Medici, that's how I'm going to say it. Medici is the master healer on the Creation Lightship. He came to Earth in the body of Ron Amatron to heal humanity, much as Jesus did. Medici was the healing light being in the body of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Ron was murdered in 2018, yet his work still lives on.
Very sad what the
It
dark does
is.
to these beautiful light beings, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, it says instead of investing all his time on Earth healing humanity as intended, Ron found himself spending most of his time battling aliens and exposing the Galactic Federation as the wardens of this prison planet. He also mentioned many times that the Galactic Federation was responsible for retiring Jesus 15 to 18 years ahead of time to hinder the ascension. The Galactic Federation are also the ones responsible for erecting the electronic force screen that electrocutes spirits with billions of volts to wipe all memory, removing all recollection of being a divine spirit from Source, before sending them back down to Earth to inhabit a biological body that is very easy to mind control and manipulate. Now, Q has also voiced concern about the Galactic Federation, saying the majority of silos within the large Galactic Empire, which is no longer technically in control of this end of the galaxy, thank heavens, are still not fulfilling the support required for planet Earth to be free. These are not our saviors, they are our enslavers.
All right, you heard it from Q, exactly. So
Right
just
on.
be aware, guys,
Right.
keep your heart center open, use your discernment. We are at the point of the ascension where hard facts like these must be presented for humanity to gain more discernment. Yes. Almost everything you've been taught to believe is false. There's nothing more powerful than your spirit. There is nothing as important as your very own light. All you require is your own spirit light, and this is what the Galactic Federation are going to work very hard to make sure you don't remember or believe. The Creation Lightship wants you to know who you are. They want you to be able to rely on your own light and gain freedom from this prison planet. Officers from the Lightship risk their lives every day to help humanity. The prison wardens and the negative aliens feeding on humanity hinder those efforts. to keep their slaves in peace, overworked, fearful, and complacent with things as they are. Your spirit exists to experience all there is to experience, not to remain a slave on a prison planet run by fools. Command your spirit to remember.
Right.
All right. And here's a good command to use. I command my spirit to remember who I am. So if you
Right on,
perhaps
Kevin.
use that one, that would be great. And
Yeah, that would be Kevin. And I have used that for the last week. So it's I think it's a good
all
one that you've
right.
recommended here. I love it.
Okay.
So that just about wraps it up for us,
It
Kevin.
does.
We've
It
done
does. We done it. Woo! All
it.
right. So we hope you guys enjoyed the program. Now, as a reminder, John and I will be joining Project Review with Q&A with host Arrow, 12 noon Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. So we hope you hope to see you there. And we will all see you again Saturday, May 23rd, for another live. Well, actually, this is going to be the pre-recorded show, same time, right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussion on the articles of For the People dot space, right here on a Cuman Perspective.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. That was great. Great. Thank you, Don. Thank you all listeners for tuning in. Greatly
Yep.
appreciate it. And I certainly hope you're one of the listeners today,
All right.
Asha.
Peace out, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
We went deep where the truth runs wild, through the noise and the twisted smiles. Every question, every spark left a light in the dark. From the unknown to what's real, trust the things that you feel, take the truth, let it grow. Now you know.
Now you know. Stay aware, stay free. This is a Cuman perspective.